Lent, Week 3, Sunday, Evening Prayer 2. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Now let us all with one accord, in fellowship with ages past, keep vigil with our heavenly Lord in his temptation and his fast. The covenant so long revealed to faithful men in former time, Christ by his own example sealed the Lord of love in love sublime. Remember, Lord, though frail we be, by your own hand we were made, and help us, lest our frailty cause your great name to be betrayed. Hear us, O Trinity sublime and undivided unity, so let this consecrated time bring forth its fruit abundantly. Lord Almighty King, deliver us for the sake of your name, give us the grace to return to you. Psalm 109. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Sion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The Master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord Almighty King, deliver us for the sake of your name. Give us the grace to return to you. We were ransomed with the precious blood of Christ, the Lamb who is without blemish. Psalm 110. I will thank the Lord with all my heart, in the meeting of the just and their assembly. Great are the works of the Lord, to be pondered by all who love them. Majestic and glorious his work, his justice stands firm for ever. He makes us remember his wonders. The Lord is compassion and love. He gives food to those who fear him, keeps his covenant ever in mind. He has shown his might to his people by giving them the lands of the nations. His works are justice and truth. His precepts are all of them sure, standing firm for ever and ever. They are made in uprightness and truth. He has sent deliverance to his people and established his covenant for ever. Holy, his name to be feared. To fear the Lord is the first stage of wisdom. All who do so prove themselves wise. His praise shall last for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We were ransomed with the precious blood of Christ, the Lamb who is without blemish. Ours were the sufferings he bore, ours the sorrows he carried. A Canticle from Revelations 19. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. His judgments are true and just. Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, small and great. The Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. The marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Ours were the sufferings he bore, ours the sorrows he carried. A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. All the runners at the stadium are trying to win, but only one of them gets the prize. You must run in the same way, meaning to win. All the fighters at the games go into strict training. They do this just to win a wreath that will wither away, but we do it for a wreath that will never wither. Responsory: Hear us, Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Hear us, Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Listen, Christ, to the prayers of those who cry to you. Hear us, Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Hear us, Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you. Whoever drinks the water that I shall give, says the Lord, will never be thirsty again. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Whoever drinks the water that I shall give, says the Lord, will never be thirsty again. Intercessions. God the Father has chosen for himself a people who are born again not from any mortal seed, but from his everlasting word. Let us praise his name and turn to him in prayer. Lord, have mercy on your people. Merciful God, hear our prayers for all your people. May they hunger more for your word than for any human food. Lord, have mercy on your people. Teach us to love sincerely the people of our nation and of every race on earth. May we work for their peace and welfare. Lord, have mercy on your people. Strengthen those who will be reborn in baptism. Make them living stones in the temple of your Spirit. Lord, have mercy on your people. May the dying go forward in hope to meet Christ their judge. May they see your face and be happy forever. Lord, have mercy on your people. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God our Father, in your infinite love and goodness, you have shown us that prayer, fasting, and almsgiving are remedies for sin. Accept the humble admission of our guilt, and when our conscience weighs us down, let your unfailing mercy raise us up. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.